For the past 2 years, artificial intelligence has dominated conversations across the creative industries. From bold claims of AI replacing whole VFX teams to headlines about one-prompt filmmaking, the hype was deafening, and the backlash just as loud. Now, the hype has cooled off. Some say the AI bubble has burst. For the UK's film and TV sector, this might actually be an opportunity. The problem with hype in production. The UK is a global content powerhouse, yet much of the AI conversation here mirrored Hollywood's promises that AI would eliminate the need for animators, storyboard artists, and post-production houses altogether. Reality proved different. UK productions operate within complex workflows, tight budgets, and heavily unionized labor markets, including Equity and BEC2. Creative integrity and compliance with Ofcom regulations can't simply be automated. This mismatch left some companies dabbling in AI pilots that replaced key personnel with an actual detrimental effect on efficiency and compliance, whilst others wrote off the technology completely. Both missed the middle ground, in that AI is neither savior nor something easily dismissed. The reality: AI as an accelerator, not a replacement. Smart people with good tools beat smart people without them. A senior VFX artist in Soho won't be replaced by text-to-3D. But with AI as a tool, junior colleagues can pre-visualize complex shots quickly, while seniors refine work to the level of Pinewood or Framestore quality. Similarly, a director on a BBC drama could use AI to rough out scene variations before passing them to art departments, speeding iteration without sacrificing vision. The opportunity is real, but to capture it, the UK must double down on upskilling, teaching crews how to use AI tools effectively, and governance, clear rules for ethical, legal, and union-compliant deployment. Case studies with global lessons. Netflix's The Eternaut. While produced in Argentina, Netflix's use of generative AI in The Eternaut offers lessons for every market. A building collapse sequence was completed 10 times faster and at much lower cost, allowing visuals that otherwise wouldn't have been feasible. Importantly, instead of being replaced by AI as a magic wand, the artists were empowered by AI. For the UK, where tax-incentivized production attracts Hollywood projects to Pinewood and Leavesden, this demonstrates how AI can help deliver more ambitious work without spiraling budgets. Warner Brothers Discovery. Captioning at scale. Warner Brothers Discovery successfully integrated AI tools into its captioning workflows, reducing turnaround times and lowering costs. The shift allowed teams to reallocate more effort toward cultural context and accessibility for European audiences. Independent filmmakers doing more with less. Across the UK's indie film scene, creators are experimenting with AI to stretch micro budgets. Shorts have been produced for under £400 using Midjourney for concept art, Runway for VFX, and AI voice tools for scratch dialogue. There are countless examples of this in industry, involving both new and traditional independent filmmakers, such as Aleem Hossein as his recent work on Do Bangla Droids Dream of Electric Tagore? The trend is clear. AI can democratize access for emerging talent, but many filmmakers admit to being conflicted. While the tech enabled them to realize ideas that funding alone never would, the results can be inconsistent, outright bad, or ethically murky without oversight. The UK's creative sector, anchored by institutions built on public trust like the BBC and celebrated globally through BAFTA, must approach AI adoption with strong governance to match its ambition. Why the AI bubble popping is healthy. The bursting of the AI hype bubble will lead the way to better things. Why? Expectations. Normalize. UK producers now see AI less as a gimmick or panacea, and more as a useful tool to be selectively utilized by skilled professionals. Plateau of productivity can begin. When looking at the well-known hype cycle of new technologies, we can see how they go through an initial surge of inflated expectations, followed by a period of disillusionment, before reaching a stage where real, lasting value emerges. AI in the UK's creative industries is now on its way to the real plateau of productivity, shifting from scattered pilots to more integrated, practical workflows. Upskilling and governance take center stage. In the UK, the immediate priority is ensuring teams are equipped to use AI responsibly and that adoption is guided by clear governance, with alignment across guidelines from BECTU, Equity, Ofcom, and even the UK Gov's new AI framework. These measures support the industry's existing adoption efforts while safeguarding transparency and trust. At the same time, global signals such as the recently released AI guidelines from Netflix show that responsible use is already a live issue across the sector at large. What's next for the UK? The future of AI in UK film and TV isn't about replacement, it's about integration. When paired with training and governance, AI can speed up iteration cycles, stretch budgets without sacrificing quality, make global distribution faster and more accessible. On the surface of the industry AI iceberg, we see a lot of hype. But below the surface, realistic, responsible adoption is happening, the true start of progress. UK film and TV can lead globally in demonstrating how AI can strengthen creativity without eroding integrity. At IMSE, we're examining how upskilling, governance, and real-world workflows can turn AI from a headline into a practical asset for producers, crews, and studios alike. If you're considering how to integrate AI without losing sight of creativity or compliance, get in touch to explore how we can help you adopt AI strategically and sustainably.